people come to Mexico to get tequila, but they do not come to get away from whiskey. These cats need to retire. They need to be done. There should be an age limit on being able to run this nation. There should be term limits on Congress, as well as the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is rolling back so much progress. They are trying to put us back into the early 1900s, I'd say, at best. For his Secret Service to be so incompetent to let him stand up like that, you have to know what's going on. It has to be staged. The poor decision-making in rehiring some of the people who murder black people speaks volumes. We're stepping into Handmaid's Tale territory. This is different. It feels different. January 6th, let me know that this election would feel different.
I see the difference between me and you is that I just hit rock bottom. After this, I don't have a choice. I got people to provide for, promises I've made, and goals to meet. What you got?
This episode was recorded before Joseph R. Biden decided to drop out of the 2024 presidential race. I will be recording a part two. Actually, it's probably going to be three parts. I was going to do a part two about Project 2025 and let that be that. But now I'm going to have to do a part 1.5 about how we have been screwed in this year's election. I'm not saying that the Democrats can't win. I hope that people are going to come to the table and vote against Trump, regardless of who the candidate is. But this is where we are right now. Yeah. Anyway, I'm about to go to the beach. I was taking a nap. I wake up. I see four text messages or DMs, a variety of different points of outreach. I was taking a nap with my three-year-old. I wake up to this shit. Yo, let me get back to this episode on elections, because I'm going to give y'all part 1.5 before I jump into the Project 2025 episode. This is coming out this Wednesday, though. I recorded an episode yesterday morning about the damn election. This man could have dropped out 6 months ago and saved us a lot of time and headache, and now we're scrambling. So, we're back with another episode of the Narrativas Como Vinos y Licores podcast. Temporada 6. Check your boy out with an Espanol. Starting off, like every other episode, with a bottle. And I know that this is Narratives Over Wine and Whiskey. I know that's what y'all signed up for. You want wine recommendations, you want whiskey recommendations, and you're going to get those for the rest of this season. But I could not come to the land of tequila and not drop at least a mezcal on y'all. So I grabbed a bottle. Playa del Carmen, right? Very, very touristy area, especially around, 5th Avenue. Right? 5th Avenue is the strip. 5th Avenue, I walked it last night. It was about a 30-minute walk from one end to the other, just something, there is something going on up and down the strip. What I didn't realize is that we are at the end of the strip that is less lively. I like peace, I like calm. I'm at the end of the strip where I have beach access. There are a couple nice restaurants right around. You can go to a bar or whatever, and so that's, I'm happy there, right? I'm turning 37 this year. It's crazy to say. But yeah, I'm at a point in my life where I don't want to be around all of the hustle and bustle that comes with being in the middle of everything. So I'm really cool where we are. And I did not understand until last night how far the strip stretches. Like I said, I walked 30 minutes and was able to see some of the things that we knew were in Playa, but didn't know, how much of it. I think I passed I know I passed two, maybe three Senor Frogs, which is like Wet Willie's, Fat Tuesday's, daiquiri style place, with bar and food and all that stuff. A ton of cigar shops. Got, you know, may or may not have a Cuban cigar. Wait, it's legal here. Yeah, I might have a hand-rolled Cuban cigar while I'm here, because, you know, I don't partake often, but, you know, when in Rome or whatever. Ton of tequila stores and tequila shops. And what happens is, while you're walking up and down the strip, folks will just holler out to you, right? Because these are salespeople, and I'm sure they earn commission based on who they bring into the establishment. So people hollering at me, hey, hey, hey. One dude, hey, homeboy, homeboy. You know, it's the stereotypes of black people in America are seen across the world. So, yeah. But yesterday when I was on the strip, I didn't buy this. I bought this a couple days ago. I was walking. I was waiting on some food. I had ordered something for Desiree and Avery and myself. And so I had a little bit of a wait, and I'm walking, and dude is like, hey, man, come in to try some tequila. See if you want to buy a bottle. And of course, they want you to try the tequila to buy the bottle, right? It's not it's very much so a pressure situation. But I'm not going to get pressured into buying any alcohol at 37 years old. I'm buying because I want to buy a bottle. And ended up finding this bottle of mezcal. I like mezcal. It's a smokier agave drink. It's not tequila. It is different but similar, and it's a very distinct difference. So if you like tequila and want to try something else, I'd say try mezcal. If you don't really like tequila but you like whiskey, I definitely say try mezcal, because if you are in any of these more southern regions of America, North America, Central America, I don't know about South America if they do mezcal, but you will have a harder time finding whiskey. As I said on my first episode of this season, finding whiskey in this space is tough. That's what I was gonna say. Whiskey companies. People come to Mexico to get tequila, but they do not come to get away from whiskey. Y'all, there's a market here. You have a ton of Americans. Americans know bourbon. Finding bourbon is so tough. The only thing I can find consistently that's an American whiskey is Jack Daniels. I mean, it's really bad. Market is wide open here. People are coming to the beach. They're having a good time. And if I want to order a Woodford or an Elijah Craig or a Bullet, any rye, I haven't seen a rye yet. Scotch is over here. You know, they have a ton of scotch. But bourbon companies, come on. Drop a shipment every now and then. What the heck? Y'all can tell I'm pissed. Anyway, got this bottle of mezcal. It's Simmental 675. Ooh, look at your boy with the numbers. Hey, real quick. But yeah, Simmental 675 mezcal. And it actually has a scorpion in it. The bottle has a scorpion. It's really crazy. Supposedly, if you eat the scorpion inside, you will hallucinate. I'm not trying to go there. I just wanted an interesting cultural experience. And so I grabbed a bottle with a scorpion in it. I opened it a while ago. Very enjoyable bottle. But yeah, I say a while ago. It was like 3 days I got it. Anyway, cheers to Mexico. Or should I say salud? But yeah, great tequila. I'm going to take it slow because I'm recording this episode on a Saturday morning. It's not even 8 o'clock yet, but it's 5 o'clock somewhere, I suppose. Probably halfway around the world. Today's episode is about the current state of things in the United States of America. It's really bad, y'all. It's really, really, really bad. And I'm just going off of, like, what I read, what I see. This is my opinion. I'll pull some facts in. I've got my my second laptop sitting right here. Shout out to my my wonderful, wonderful job. No, I didn't even go there. But shout out to my job. That's all I'm going to say. Like, having a job that you appreciate, that appreciates you, that pays fairly, that focuses on equity. You all know I'm in the nonprofit space, right? And so many nonprofits will say one thing outwardly, but not actually operate in an equitable fashion within the organization. And so I really do appreciate being able to work for Next City and be given the autonomy necessary to do my job well without the pressures of having someone breathing down my neck all the time. Now, yes, there are moments where I have to really put my head down and like it's a grind, certainly, but I never feel that pressure externally. It's something that's inside of me and it makes me want to work harder for the organization. I really do appreciate having a job that I have searched and prayed for years, and a team that I work with that I would not trade for the world. I enjoy my team, right? It's very quirky. We are a very eclectic group of people, very diverse in our backgrounds, in our lifestyles. It's pretty cool. So yeah, if you don't follow us yet, follow Next City on all social media platforms at nextcity.org. And we're all about creating a sustainable future for communities across the world. A strong focus of the work we do is in the United States of America, but I mean, we're finding models that are working in certain places and replicating them, or showing how they can be replicated in other places. And I mean, this world doesn't have to be hell. There are communities who are doing certain things right. And so how do we take what every community is doing and build the next city that we should have? Yeah, free promo. Oh, and we have a podcast. Shout out to Lucas, executive director. He hosts our podcast. But yeah. Yeah. Rock with us. All right. So on to the topic of today. America has become a whole country. Y'all remember when Donald Trump said that? When did he say that? Boom. Beauty of the internet, right? I can find anything when I want. Whole countries. So, 2018, President Donald Trump referred to African countries, Haiti, El Salvador, as whole nations. Well, where are we right now as a nation? We have two presidential candidates, both who many people do not care for, right? The majority of the people who voted in the last election, let me take that back. No, yeah, the majority of voters who voted in 2020 are not happy with either candidate in the 2024 election. We have two very old, outdated white men who are having a pissing contest. And it's happening in real time, not on the national screen, but the global screen. The world is watching as our two top presidential candidates argue about who has a better drive during a presidential debate that's supposed to be about the policy and politics and future of the United States of America, a future that they neither will live long enough to actually see the impact that they will have. And yes, I understand. We do things knowing, you know, you plant a seed never being able to sit under the shade of the tree that you planted. I understand that, but these cats need to retire. They need to be done. There should be an age limit on being able to run this nation. There should be term limits on Congress, as well as the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is rolling back so much progress. They are trying to put us back into the early 1900s, I'd say, at best. Homeless people can be arrested for being homeless. organizations like the EPA and the FDA are going to be able to have their decisions trumped, pun intended, by a judge who was possibly appointed by Trump, by a judge who has no formal training within the space that they are ruling on. Who was it? Was it Alito? One of the justices. The name doesn't matter. One of the justices, in his opinion from the court, wrote the completely wrong version of a gas. And that's the reason that we actually need these organizations and these, and that's the reason that we actually need these agencies, who are able to differentiate, you know, NO2 from NO6, things that I don't know, right? I don't know the difference between nitrogen and nitrous oxide. I don't, and neither do most judges. I would be willing to bet that at least 75% of judges, and I'm being very generous, they are very, very generous, at least 75% of judges, unless they just helped their high school son or daughter with a chemistry exam, I'm willing to bet they do not know the difference between chemical compounds. So why are they ruling on them? Somebody supposedly shot at Donald Trump with the intent to assassinate him. I'm not saying that he wasn't shot at. What I am saying, decided to go to a rally to support a no. That was wild. Too early. So there was supposedly an assassination attempt on Donald Trump's life. I believe it was set up. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but either it was set up, or America got really unlucky because he's still here, and his Secret Service detail is incompetent for letting him stand up, be exposed, head face out there, pump a fist and say fight. Okay, got shot. He didn't get shot. Glass supposedly shattered, sliced his face, and now people are saying he got shot. Even if they got the word that the shooter was down, the word should have been a shooter is down. You never know how many people are up there. I understand espionage and warfare and all of those things well enough to know that you never assume you're safe until you're safe. For his Secret Service to be so incompetent to let him stand up like that, you have to know what's going on. It has to be staged, or they're terrible and all of them should be fired. Bottom line, if those are the kind of people keeping the country safe, if they're not able to get him out of a situation of danger, they don't deserve to be protecting the president's dog. Joe Biden is deteriorating at a rapid speed. Joe Biden's cognitive abilities are deteriorating at a rapid speed. I mean, we're all seeing it happen in real time, and it's sad. It is sad what happens the older we get, and it is a part of life. You know, these bodies, these minds are not going to work forever, and they should not be asked to work forever. That being said, Donald Trump is only a couple years behind him. So conceptually, with the same by the end of his second term as he tries to push himself into a third term. Both of these guys are supposed to be out. Now, I will tell you exactly why I'm not voting for Joe Biden. I'm voting against Donald Trump. I'm voting against not the traditional George Bush Republican Party. I'm voting against these MAGA, Heritage Foundation, fascist individuals who are fine with having a dictatorship going forward. These individuals who truly want to end any semblance of democracy that we have, any progress that we've made. These individuals who want to take away women's rights, the rights of black people, the rights of non-white people. the rights of the global majority. These individuals who would like to regain white supremacy on paper. That's everybody, right? Like to the black men out there who are leaving the Democratic Party in droves to support Donald Trump. I ask you this. Are your gun rights worth having if you're not allowed to own a gun because they toss your ass back into slavery? Oh yeah, man. Two-way, I need my Second Amendment. All right. Keep with them. They don't like you. And that's to all of the black men who spoke at the Republican National Convention. All of y'all who are married to white women, and I mean by their standards, beautiful white women. You think they like you? Duh. Clarence Thomas, Burgess Owens. I can't even remember everyone. But they don't care for y'all. Y'all are doing their bidding, but you're dispensable. And I truly believe that many, many white Republicans view you as such. You think you're in the club because you got a white wife and some biracial children, and because you go to their country clubs and this, that, and the other, but dog, even if you're in the band, you're still a nigga in the coop. Yeah. My man Jim Jones has a track called Election. Prezi on us, we approaching the next election. Trump turned the country upside down, it's just deception. If you're not ready to hold your ground and get protection, cause these niggas might be ready to purge the next recession. And you know what? I don't know if y'all know, but if they lose again, January 6th was just a starter show. I really believe that. So when I'm sitting here speaking from Mexico, I'm speaking from a bit of safety, right? A safer space. I mean, it's not a safe space. My boy Dev, he let me know. He's like, yo, you can't get away from the imperialism. And he is right. But you know what I can do? I can delay the impact that it has. So I say, while I do not vote for the Second Amendment, I'm not a one issue voter. Black people talking to y'all, while you have the opportunity to arm yourselves prior to this election, because we don't know how it's going to turn out right now, I say do it. I say go ahead. Don't even worry. I mean, yeah, if you have the opportunity and the time to get your concealed carry, grab it. But at least protect your homes, because Trump's folks are out here wilding. And he wants to give immunity to people who are doing harm to black people and then hiding behind a badge to do it. Don't believe me? There was a black woman who was shot in her face at her home because she called the police after seeing a prowler. Find the sister's name. I want to respect her properly. Illinois deputy charged in fatal shooting of Sonia Massey, who reported intruder. I don't like to paint all police with one brush because I have friends who are police officers. My sister's godfather was a police officer. He and my father are I call him Uncle Maurice. They're not blood related, but he's family. Sharp was on my podcast a few seasons back. We grew up together. There are police who have integrity, but a lot of these people are proving to be cowards with badges. And I won't say most, because I don't know most police officers, but I will say that the poor decision making in rehiring some of the people who murder black people speaks volumes. He's being charged with first degree murder at that. I hope they put him under the jail. I hope he goes into general population. I hope he has to do his sentence with hardened criminals who he put behind bars. And I hope he feels that every single day. Black folks, arm yourselves, because in the event that the Republicans lose, there might be some dangerous situations. In the event that the Republicans win, there will be some dangerous situations. We're stepping into Handmaid's Tale territory. And not just for Black folks, for women, for undocumented immigrants, for the LGBTQAI plus community. This is different. It feels different. January 6th let me know that this election would feel different. Oh, and I'm not with Sticker Mule anymore. If y'all saw, like stop mixing your politics and your business. Yes, okay, it's nice to know. But I know that Walmart does business with the Republican Party, and I still have to shop there every now and then because I can't get certain things in Mexico without going to Walmart. But when you just come out and you put out a message saying you support Trump in 2024 and you place that in an email to everybody who's using your products, like Sticker Mule's co-founder did, dumbass. Now it's like, oh, you know what? You're like, yeah, you're still gonna fuck with me, right? No, I'm not. I'm finding another sticker vendor. Like, stop trying us. At least y'all's grandparents were, or maybe y'all's parents were smart, right? At least y'all's parents were like covert in their racism. They were like, yo, we still gotta do business. We still gotta live. So we can't really act out. We can't say nigger in public. So we're not going to say it. We're just going to, you know, place all of these systems up to keep them out of our communities. But now y'all are just blatantly saying stuff like y'all didn't learn nothing from your parents. Y'all get educated. Don't let Amber Rose tell you who to vote for. Figure out what you want to do on your own. Don't let Mark Zuckerberg tell you who to vote for, right? Like Mark Zuckerberg, he said that seeing Trump stand up with the American flag behind him, pumping his fist, was one of the most badass moments he's seen in his life. And I'm like, why do we glorify this shit? We're out here voting for an entertainer. Y'all understand that, right? Like, you are voting for a guy who acts for a living. He's a reality TV star. He's a failed businessman time and time again. He's a professional liar. He had Hulk Hogan at a political convention ripping his shirt off just because U.S. politics. That, you know what? I'm changing the episode's title. USA politics is the new WWF. Can you smell what this country's cooking? Well, I'm going to put that on a t-shirt. The Rock might sue me. Dwayne Johnson, don't sue me. I ain't got it like that. This episode of the Narratives Over Wine and Whiskey podcast has been brought to you by Dollars and Stories LLC, helping organizations tell the stories that allow them to raise the dollars necessary to continue having the impact our communities need. For more info, visit dollarsandstories.com.